Boeing's Renton facility is cranking out a record number of planes every month, 42. Now the company has started production of the newest version of the 737 single-aisle jet. KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross got a tour of the facility and joins us now live to describe what's going on. Ashley, first off, tell me a little bit about this new jet, the 737 MAX.
Well, it's not a totally new plane. It's a redesign of the 737 next generation, the current version. But it adds new engines from CFM International. And the big promise is that it's going to reduce fuel burn. They promise 14% less fuel that will be needed versus the current next generation 737.
And what's different about how they're producing it?
In a nutshell, they're adding more machines, automation. So right now they have four these gigantic 22-foot tall panel assembly line machines that are used to drill holes and install fasteners into the wing panels. And that's all doing work that people used to do. Eventually, they're going to have nine of these machines. The machines are made by a company called Electro Impact in Mukilteo. So there is, you know, a local benefit from them moving to this automation. But the big question is, okay, what happens to the people who have been doing that work, drilling those holes? Well, Boeing says there are no layoffs planned. They're just going to shift them to other parts of the production because they have so much demand for these planes and they're going to increase their production rate in coming years.
Well, speaking of the production rate, Boeing has emphasized it's right on schedule with this new plane. And why is that important?
They are in a tight competition right now with Airbus. Airbus got a head start with their new version of their single-aisle jet, the A320neo. They were about a year earlier than Boeing, and they have about 1,000 more orders than Boeing has for the MAX. And Airbus is supposed to start delivering that plane later this year, and Boeing is going to deliver the plane, the 737 MAX, in 2017. So they're really, you know, they're on a tight deadline here, and they need to stick with that schedule.
All right, Ashley, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross reporting live this morning.